Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
We'll go over here to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll start about verse 16. It's a real familiar scripture. It says, "Know ye not that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in her own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, of the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God." Let's bow our head. My Heavenly Father, oh God, I'm so thankful to be in your house. We invite you to service tonight, Lord. We pray tonight that your word will go out the way you'll have it to go. Help us to preach your word, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to call out the sinners tonight. We ask you, Lord, to call the ones that's backslidden, the ones out of your will, or just those ones, as Lord, that's burning down. Help them to cast their cares upon you, that everything will go here according to your will, Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus Christ, holy precious name, and amen. My thought tonight, for a text tonight, which temple are you? And talking about myself too.
Come on.
Which temple are we? We're either God's temple or the devil's temple. There ain't no in-between place. People say, oh, are good people and bad people, good people's going to heaven, but you must be born again. So whose temple are you? Are you God's? It says, "Know ye that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." That's how you know which temple you are.
Come on.
Is the Spirit of God abiding, living within your heart? Book of Isaiah, chapter 57 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is a contrite and humble spirit, to receive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." That's God. He's holy. So if you're going to worship God, you're going to worship Him in holiness. Because without holiness, you're not going to see God. That's what the Word says. God's holy. God's Spirit. And if you're going to worship God, you're going to worship Him in truth and spirit.
Amen.
I believe we're here tonight. I believe we're worshiping God tonight in truth and spirit. I've heard a testifying tonight. I've heard a singing all in the spirit. I tell you what, I'm glad to be in God's house tonight around God's people. You know, we talk about we can rejoice down here. We are tonight in a heavenly place.
Amen.
There's a lot of places out there in the world. I had somebody tell me one time, I said, "Why don't you go with me to the bars and minister to people in the bars?" I said, "I ain't got no business going into no bar. That's what Jesus did." I said, "I'm not Jesus. And neither are you." You know, to me, they go out there and they go into a bar. I don't believe a Christian has any business here. I'm talking about myself. You do what you want, But the Lord said, come out from among them and be a separate people. I tell you what, I'm not going in there and to ask them to me the bars tonight. We're in the house of God.
Amen.
To me, the bars are the house of the devil. You can say what you want. When I was lost, that's where I was at sometimes. And I know what kind of place it is. It ain't no place I want to be. Because God is holy. If God would put on my heart to go there, then I would. Amen. No question asked. I would go, Lord, if that's where you want. But he has never one time told me to go in no bar. He ain't never one time told me to go do anything that goes against his word. Tell you what, if you want to know if God's talking to you, if it goes against the word of God, it's not God.
Amen.
If he's telling you to pray for somebody, it's God. If he's telling you to go to church, it's God. If he's telling you to be about his business, it's God tonight. To tell you what, he's holy tonight. And we need to be holy as he's holy.
Amen.
And right over to 2 Corinthians, it says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
Amen.
For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. There's why I have no reason to be in no bar. Because God lives within my heart. He said, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? This is a temple of God. And I believe we ought to go around, we ought to live knowing that this is the temple of God. I believe we ought, when we're out there doing whatever we're doing, we ought to realize that God lives within our heart. You know, I've heard Christian people say, you know, they'd ask God to forgive them right before they was going to start cussing. They evidently don't know, realize that this body is the temple of God. We need to do what's right. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. But I strive to do what's right. I strive to do what God would have me to do. I'm not gonna say, God, forgive me, I'm getting ready to smack this guy upside the head. I'm sorry. Then go out there and go find him and smack him upside the head. I'm all right, I didn't ask God to forgive me. I believe that's what they call premeditated. Or presumptuously sin. And I tell you what, God is not pleased with that kind of sin. Now, if you flare up sometime and say something that you shouldn't say or do something you shouldn't say, tell you what, God's right there ready to forgive you. He's right there ready to pick you up. He's our mediator. But I tell you what, we need to realize that this temple is the temple of God and he dwells within us. I don't understand why he would want to, but he does. And that's the only way we're going to make it to heaven. Through him. Living in us. The Spirit of God dwelling within us. Leading us and guiding us in all paths of what? Righteousness. For his name. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's God's will that none perish, that all come to repentance. God wants all of us to go to heaven. That's why when we call on his name, he's right there ready to save us. And then he comes in and moves in. And then we can make it. People say, I just can't make it. I just can't live it. You can live it if you get right with God and let God invite him into your heart. To live there, you can make it through him. I can't make it through myself. Like that song goes, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I can't do nothing. nothing without Him holding my hand. I can't do nothing. I don't even want to try. But long as He's living within me and you, we can make it.
Amen.
Whose temple are you?
Come on, man.
See, a lot of people don't realize whose temple are you.
Amen.
You're one of the two. You got one of the two. Peter says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And what is a reasonable sacrifice? Praise from your lips. That's what God desires.
Amen.
Sacrifice of praise. We don't have no altar out here somewhere where we're slaughtering animals, sacrificing animals. Jesus Christ sacrificed Himself one time only.
Yes,
for everybody, the sins of the whole world. We never have to, He'll never come down here and do that ever again.
Amen.
We don't got to come together with all the herds of animals and wave offerings, peace offerings, sin offerings, all these different trespass offerings, all these different offerings. Jesus Christ paid it all when He went to Calvary for each and every one of us. That we can live acceptable life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all He desires is praise. Give Him the praise. Why wouldn't you want to?
Amen.
For everything the Lord has done for each and every one of us, we ought to praise Him till the sun come up in the morning.
Amen.
And when the sun come up in the morning, we ought to be praising Him. When the sun goes down, we ought to be praising Him. I tell you what, I'm so thankful that we're serving a God who loves us that much to send His Son.
Amen.
And His Son loves us that much,
yeah,
to accept that sin penalty and paid it in full. Whose temple are you? He's worthy of all praise. Over in the book of John says, and at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Jesus came from the Father. He lives within us.
Amen.
And I tell you what, one of these days He's coming back. Whose temple are you? You better make sure your God's got temple. Better make sure you're born again. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. If you realize you're lost, you need to get saved. Whose temple are you? Romans chapter 8 says, for then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of God's. You're not going to make it. You got to have that Spirit, that Holy Spirit. You know, there's religions out there, they'll have people come to the altar. 2 or 3 weeks later, they'll say they're going to come back and get the Holy Ghost. All I know is, when I got saved, I got the whole package. I got my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I got the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, however how you want to say it, I don't care. All I know is, He lives right here within my heart. He leads me and He guides me.
Amen.
When I mess up, He's saying, you know, you shouldn't have done that. You need to make things right. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. That's what His job is. And I did say, that's what His job is.
Amen.
He's a He.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Amen.
Or a whatever. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
They all agree as one.
All three.
When Jesus is being baptized, the heavens open up, and the Spirit descended as a dove on Jesus, and a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. There was a perfect picture of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit all in one place.
Amen.
So people say, oh, they're just one. No, they're three. And they all agree on one.
Amen.
That's what makes me think when the lady came to Jesus, said she wanted her sons, one cell on the right and one cell on the left. And Jesus said, that's not for me. I believe that's because of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible don't say that. We'll have to find that out when we get there. That's just one of them things, Lord, that I think sometimes. That's just my opinion. It's not the King James Version. It's the Matt Smith Version. But we'll find out when I get there. There's going to be a lot of things we're going to find out when we get there.
Amen.
One thing we're going to find out, whose temple are you? Because if you're God's temple, if God dwells within you, heaven will be your home. But if you leave this world without God, you won't make it. Because there's only one way. Yep. And that's Jesus Christ and nothing else. Book of Galatians said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's how we can make it. That's the love that Jesus had for each and every one of us. He gave his life from Calvary. The Bible says that Jesus embraced that cross. It also says he despised the shame. He did not want to go to that cross. But he knew we had no other way, no other hope to be with him. And God wants us to be in heaven with him. And he wants a relationship with each and every one of us right here, tonight. You know, you talk about the eclipse. God hung that sun up there, hung the moon up, hung the stars, and they think that eclipse is something. God, that's God too. But what would be more spectacular? The eclipse, whatever it's called, or hanging the sun up on nothing. Or hanging the stars up on nothing and give them all a name. Or hanging the earth up on nothing. I tell you what, all that, I tell you what, is marvelous, but how is it that God can reach down here to an old sinner boy like me and sinner people like you and send his son to pay a debt that he didn't know that I owed it, you owed it, without any hope, God paid our debt in full.
Amen.
Whose temple are you? I tell you what, God paid a great price that we could be called the sons of God. Man, I just wish I could get it out, what God has in here. I tell you what, he's worthy of all praise. I just can't comprehend the love that he has for each and every one of us. He loved us so much. You know, I love my grandkids. I would lay my life down for them. And other people I would lay my life down for. But it wouldn't do no good. Jesus laid his life down. He didn't have to. You know, that's something else. When we get to heaven, we'll be able to look around and see what the Lord left behind to come down here to pay our debts. All those holy angels up there that's crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, throwing their crowns at the Lord's feet. All this marvelous things that's going on in heaven that we've got no idea what's going on. He left it to come down here and put on his old sinful flesh. King of kings, Lord of lords. righteous, faithful. He gave all that up and came down here and walked in our world. Walked every step that we walk. Yet he didn't sin. He was tempted in all ways. The devil tempted him, but he didn't give in. He was perfect. He did everything right. He's our example. Don't follow me. Follow Jesus. You know, I've heard people say, well, follow Paul. No. If you were to tell Paul you was going to follow him, he'd say, I didn't die for you. Follow Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, he's the Son of God. I'm not the way. Paul's not the way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth. I tell you what, if you'll trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll never be sorry. The only thing you will regret is that you didn't do it a whole lot sooner.
Amen.
That's one of my regrets. And I say it's probably about one of every Christian's regret, that they didn't give their heart to the Lord sooner. And Brother Rick, he wasn't quite 12 years old. But I was probably not quite 36 years old. But I'm saved. And he had a lot to do with that. So did a lot of you all. Because you got the Spirit of God within you. They said this morning how important prayer request is. When someone asks you to pray, it's really an honor and a privilege. That knowing someone's got enough confidence to ask you to pray on their behalf, because they've seen your life and they know that you're a child of the King, that you try to do what's right, and they got confidence in you that you can reach God. That is an honor. That is a testimony all by itself. Whose temple are you?
Yes.
I don't know your hearts tonight, but you know where you stand tonight. Jesus said in the book of Revelation, says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Amen.
If any man will open up to me, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me.
Amen.
That's how you get the temple of God.
Yes.
Jesus is knocking on your heart. All you got to do is open up.
Amen.
They used to have a picture up here, Jesus knocking on the door. It didn't have no doorknob on the outside. The doorknob's on the inside.
Amen.
He's knocking, but you have to open the door. He's knocking hoping you'll open the door. God done everything he could do to save you. He wants to save you. But you got to realize one thing. You got to realize that you're lost. If you don't realize you're lost, you can't be saved.
That's right.
The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Right now is acceptable time. And God is standing at your door and knocking. Will you open up to him? Will you let him in?
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.